Every so often, a podcast emerges from the clutter that speaks to the heart and soul of America and the world. This ain't one of them. It's time for those ignorant intellectuals.
Miss J.
Either learn me or I'm a left.
D.A.
Plain devil's advocate.
Pretty smoke.
I'm the type of woman you'll never have me in a position where I'm ass out.
J.L. Dangers.
They don't really want to smoke.
And the moderator, Big C the Chef. They are the Unprivileged as Fuck Podcast.
You niggas, crazy.
Hey, good evening, everybody. How are you?
Hey, hey, hey.
What's going on? What's going on?
You with us, D.A.? Oh no,
Katie. Yeah, I'm live. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm live in the flesh. I just had to put my earbuds in. Oh. How's everybody doing this evening?
Very one good. While were you, sir?
Very good.
Very good.
How was your all's week?
Hot and raining.
Oh, okay. All right.
Busy as hell. And I'm not going to probably say too much because I got my braces tightened today. So my face is tight.
Ooh. I heard St. Louis was going through it this week. Oh. Going through it.
Yesterday. And then
it's
the
a
aftermath.
Lot of water.
What is the aftermath? The aftermath of what?
Well, the fallout from getting all the rain. So in this area, the Metro East area, we got about just over 9 inches of rain. So that's about 25% or a quarter of the rain we're supposed to get the whole year in one day. And then in 6 hours, we got about 7 inches of that rain. And so they said this is not something that happens. It happens every like 1,000 years, that type of rainfall. It was like torrential rains coming down. And so,
I know it's jacked up, Christy, when a sister is complaining about receiving 9 inches of anything. So
you know, how can we turn the rain?
St. Louis was effed up.
There's no
Janelle, you're giving Fosse Brown, you're giving Pam Grier, you're giving.
I'm giving.
What's going on, girl?
I'm giving. That's just how I feel today. It's just how I feel today.
I'm on board for that.
I had to, you know, actually leave the house and go somewhere. And so I had to run over to Galleria today. And so, as a matter of fact, I just made it back home here recently. I had to make a little quick little trip. And so I had to feel, you know, I was feeling some type of way. And so,
I just hope and pray that all the brothers and sisters of St. Louis and surrounding area is doing better. I heard it might have been a couple casualties, but I hope they're doing better. Maybe a little bit of that moisture might help that dry pizza cracker crust that they got.
Wow, yes, that's a good one, James. That's a good one. I don't even think all that rain would help that dry, nasty-ass Emo's.
You mean the best pizza in the world? The Emo's
pizza.
Oh
my God! Oh, okay.
I wouldn't know. I haven't had it yet. I just heard reviews.
It's just disgusting.
That's just something, you know. The Jimmys across on the hillside think that way.
Oh, what the hell ever? No.
I don't know either way. I'm just trying to make a smile.
We aren't the only ones. So I don't know what you all have been doing this week, but for the past week, I have been watching on Netflix How to Build a Sex Room. Have y'all seen that? Christy, I'm surprised. Christy, have you seen this, Christy? If you've not, I'm surprised you have not watched this.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me, did I have one?
Oh, you know, oh my God. No.
But I'm the wild one. Y'all but, living it. I'm speaking it. Y'all living it.
Christy, have you seen this? Have y'all? No. All right, save it so you can look at it later. Please watch How to Build a Sex Room. I believe there's 7 or 8 episodes of it. And oh, wow. It's amazing. I was like, what is this? The title was intriguing, you know? The title, it pulled me in. I'm like, I thought my room was sexy. But, you know, there's a difference between having a sexy room and a sex room. And so
I can't wait. Like, I should like turn it on right now.
Girl, go to your phone and then save it so you don't forget. So when you go to Netflix, you watch How to Build a Sex Room.
Is it a documentary?
No, well, I don't know if you call it a documentary. There's this lady who designs homes, and so somehow she was challenged to build sex rooms for couples. And so there's all these couples, you know, from every genre, straight, interracial, gay, trans, I mean, you name it. There's every type of couple that's building, you know, that she helps to develop a sex room in their houses. And I, some of the things they came up with just, I mean, amazed me. I'm like, look, let me, which room am I about to select here? I'm like, any, mini, mighty, mo up here. Because I need that lady.
I don't understand the concept of a sex room. Anywhere I lay it down, that means there's a sex room. Just like I don't take a dump in the kitchen.
Here we go.
Or else it'll be called a bathroom.
Oh my God.
So, and then my thing is, why do you, people been banging since the Adam and Eve days, well over 2,000 years ago. Why the hell you need specific rooms? That's beyond me.
I need you to watch it, at least try the first episode. Question. Then you would understand
what
it's about.
In order for me to watch it, it has to come with one caveat. With a title like that. Okay. You know what that caveat is, Janine?
How can I know? Because your brain is not something that I don't venture into that often, but go on.
Okay. In order for me to watch a show like that with that title, is there any nudity? It must be nudity and gratuitous nudity as well. But if you talking about DIY stuff, I'll just watch the stuff on HGTV.
Okay. Well, I see. Look, Elvis said he gonna get right. Elvis, get on that. And anybody else in the chat, get on that. I'm checking out.
He ain't gonna watch.
Hold on.
Well, there is some actual. Okay. Anyway, I'm not gonna give it away.
Let me know.
A show, but
I'm just telling you
I'm watching on Netflix lately, and it's How to Build a Sex Room, damn it, and it's pretty damn good.
And it's just this one lady right here, this blonde lady.
She that's white hair or something. Shit, oh, British freak, girl, yeah.
And for the last 2 years, I've been trying to get you to watch Top Boy on Netflix.
No. She just happens to be British, but these are Americans' homes that she's going into and, you know, changing their homes. But that's not here or there.
Do you know what's coming to Netflix?
I don't.
Miss Monique. She's got a Netflix special.
You could have kept that. I'm not even with
she,
it.
She agreed. Netflix and them agreed. She's doing a show. I can't remember when it's coming out. I don't know. Are any of y'all going to watch it?
No.
And this is not no joke. I'm being serious.
And that's a negative because she kicked and screamed. She kicked and screamed to get the show. And so I'm not interested.
Yeah. Showed her ass when they offered her money, claiming that she felt like she should have some more, more money because other people have more money. But in reality, this was just, you know, like an olive branch extended to her so she can get back into the fold because she showed her ass with Lee Daniels. So, I mean, she really messed up there. That's how she got blacklisted in the first place, demanding shit. I mean, how you don't show up for, you know, awards night and you won an Oscar. And I mean, it's not like a lot of black women in Hollywood win Oscars anyway, but then you're so highfalutin where you couldn't show up for that. And then you want to talk mad shit. And now you wonder why you're not working in Hollywood. And then why you're not getting offered top dollar. You're not getting offered top dollar because you're not a current working actress. That's why she wasn't getting top dollar. And then she talked mad shit about Netflix. I'm surprised they even offered her yet another contract. They better than me because I went off the shit.
I think it was part of settlement, but she was trying to boycott Netflix and having us boycott. So should we boycott Netflix still?
How well did that work for her? Because I kept watching.
I don't lie. It's too
much Netflix in my life.
Yeah, it's too much good stuff that I watch on Netflix.
But you know who's coming up a strong second? It's Hulu. Hulu's coming up a strong second on Netflix. And so there are quite a few great shows on there.
I have to check some of those out.
I guess he's saving all his brain power and energy for that topic that he's bringing.
I don't understand this whole idea of a sex room. I mean, I'm kind of with James. I mean, it's wherever. wherever we have it is wherever.
That's the problem with men. That's the best part of y'all problem. Y'all think, dick, here you go. Here you go. Here's a dick. Like, that's all y'all offer. Like, here you go. I mean, come on. After a while, it requires a little more than that. You can't just be tossing dick at me. That's why y'all say, yeah, where my man?
Well, hold on.
Going down. Wherever your dick at, that's where that's going down. No.
And
see, that's the problem. Well,
the problem I have with this whole idea of a sex room is, okay, there's only two people that's ever going to see it, right? Or in most cases.
Correct.
Oh, well, I mean, shit, I mean, so it's really after the first two, three times, first month, it's purposeless, right?
Oh my goodness. So you mean to tell me the only time you make things look nice is so because other people see them? That should be nice for you. Like, I'm having my whole bathroom remodeled, renovated. You know who's going to see my master bathroom? Me. Probably no one else going to see it. I'm not having tours in my house of my master bathroom. I got to see it. So the things we should concentrate on to look the best should be the things that we see regularly. You know what I mean? So if I'm building a sex room, that means I'm trying to be in that bitch regularly and I want it to be fly. I want to be comfortable. I want it to smell a certain way. I want it to look a certain way. I want different textures and tones in that bitch. That's amazing. I would love all that. Some people's bedrooms, because of lack of space, they converted the bedroom to a sex room, but the majority had a separate sex room.
And well, I cannot wait to watch this show.
Girl, tell me what you think.
I can almost agree with one thing. I don't think the bed is made for sex. Not the one you sleep in.
Don't think it's made for sex. What? You talking about?
What am I saying? You know what? This is like, you know, I don't want people staying in, or I don't want to sit myself staying. You go out and pay $8,000-$10,000 for a bed, and then you gonna mess up the mattress. You know what I mean? These new mattresses.
How are you messing up? What are you doing to mess up your? You know what?
Hokey pokey.
If you really talk about getting it in, I mean, there's bodily fluids that's going to be on that bed now.
Can I say one thing that is quick, like announcement? All right. So, everybody, our phone lines are open if you would like to join this conversation, pre-topic, of course, because we have not really gotten to our topic yet. But if you would like to join the room, I'm thinking about the sex room, the conversation about the sex room, please give us a call at 469. No, nobody's joining the sex room here. Anyway, 469-660-4043. Again, the phone lines are open. You can give us a call at 469-660-4043 if you would like to talk about this, because DA just made a very inflammatory statement when he said that he doesn't believe beds are made for sex, and I'm very confused about that.
First of all, I mean, I'm sure our hotline is going to light up now that they can join you in the sex room.
I know, right?
My God. No, but no. Again, I'm not. My sex room is under construction.
Realistically, when you really think about it, I mean, maybe a hotel people have sex in beds, but I mean, shit, if you really, you know, if you're in a relationship with them, I mean, at least in my lifetime, when I've been dealing, anytime I've been dealing, the bed is not necessarily the primary place unless it's a out of town or hotel situation.
What? That's the only time you get.
I said it's not the primary place. I mean, now if you want to talk about that corner of the couch or something, man, you know, that's more realistic.
Nah, no, when I come over your house, I will not be sitting, okay?
Oh, well, no, you know, what's
off limits. Have you not learned anything from me? The couch is off limits.
Couch is off limits. Oh no.
You know what he did, that bald booted ass. On her couch.
No way. Couch off limits. Keep your naked ass off my sofa. Sir.
She got PTSD. You know she
does. I'm straight traumatized.
Well, but I mean, the same thing that'd be on the sofa would be on the bed, right?
I'd rather you be in the bed because I can put a sheet on the bed. I can't do nothing about your naked ass on my sofa cushion.
Oh, you don't. Don't most people have like a comforter on the couch? Like a comforter or something to lay down? Oh.
Now you're wasting laundry. I gotta go get another blanket for the sofa. Whoa, you're doing too much. If it's worth it. Ruin the mood.
That's cheaper than a comforter. Man, comforter is expensive, man.
Huh.
So, D.A., so, you know what?
Missy told me
don't ask no question. I don't want to answer it to it. She's right. Yeah. I was sure about to just ask a question. And I
well, don't ask no answer. No, ask the question.
No, let's she said don't ask no question. I don't want to answer to because I really had a question, but I had to catch myself.
You move the comforter off the bed before you have sex. Should nothing be on the bed but the sheets, and that's barely. Why are you trying to flex? That's a flex.
That was back in my very young single broke man days, where I had like a twin bed with a queen sheets with full size sheets, and the little fitted part didn't work. So once you turn over, the thing come up. Nah, you got to have the full package. Back when my stuff didn't match.
Right, when
I just look at it like, man, it's like, you know, them sheets be expensive as hell. So the last thing I need is bodily fluids on my sheets, man. I mean, shit.
Wait,
you find them on a sofa?
Exactly. What the?
You can just have a little throw on the sofa, you know, on the sofa. Have you a couple throws just to go ahead and, you know.
So it's going to be on the throw?
And you know what you do when you're done? You ball up the throw and you sit there, throw it in the washing machine. Easy cleanup.
But you can do that with sheets, though.
Hey.
But you realize how much
you're trying to tell me you don't want no coochie juice on your Egyptian musk sheets?
No, at all. At all. I don't even know what these sheets are, but I mean.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I tell you what. The cost of beds these days. The cost of beds these days, you know what I do on my bed? I just use it for its prescribed purpose. I sleep on it. That's it.
It is prescribed. One of the prescribed purposes for a bed is sex as well.
But see, that's the other thing. You know, depending on what type of bed you have, you know, if somebody gets you grunting in there, the bed going to go up and down on the side thinking you're snoring. And all
what type of bed is that?
Yeah, you a flex right now. What kind of bed you got?
I got a Tempur-Pedic Cool Breeze.
Keep the remote out the way.
No. If I'm laying there and I go, it thinks I'm snoring. And my feet and it angles up.
Love that bed.
You know what? No, Niecy said don't ask no questions. No.
That's what I'm talking about, Bear Grylls. You up in there like a bear on that air.
Yeah, I mean, and for real, just, you know, not to put it all out there, I snore anyway. So as soon as I lay down and, you know, shit, somebody put me to sleep, I'm... That motherfucker coming up on the sides, and you know,
this
shit.
Whole conversation is gone.
Yeah, I mean, it's called gravity. It's called gravity zero. So the bed's gonna be up like you'll be up in the middle like a taco. You'll be in that bed like a taco for real, real quick.
Yeah, I'm done with him too.
But I'm telling you, I'm.
Okay, well, tell us.
Look, I hear what you're saying. I feel what you're saying, brother.
Okay.
I feel you.
All right. We feel you, not. All right. Tell us about this topic then, because, you know, this is your topic tonight. Contract of the side piece, DA. Go ahead and take it away, please.
Well, I mean, I was just sitting there. I was talking to a couple friends of mine, and you know, male and female in relationships, and we were talking about it. Just basically, you know, they may or may not. Some of them, you know, the names have been changed to protect the guilty. We're saying that there's basically there's unspoken rules that people don't follow. You know, it's situations where people want to sit there and do things that, as if you know, if somebody takes the time and gives you the respect of telling you, hey, I have somebody, but I'll deal with you. There's some rules that you should follow to make this whole thing work seamlessly. You know?
Okay, so, you want to enlighten us on these rules of fornication? Number one, follow.
Yeah. I mean, because this list has been compiled. I had a lot of friends. I probably got like 160 messages about this topic, and I was just like, okay, well, I kind of whittled it down. The number one thing people have to do is keep the secret. That's the number one thing. No, I mean, in this whole thing of social media, you know, I mean, how many times have you seen, you know, basically posthumously somebody, oh, well, he used to love my macaroni and cheese, and or, you know, or just if he's still alive, oh yeah, he likes to go fishing at that this lake at this time, and just all these comments that nothing needs to be said. Nobody needs to know that you know this person. You can't tell anybody about it. You know, I mean, you have to, you know, I mean, you don't want to, because what you do is you force situations that people will find out that you're on the side, and you can sit there and ruin that man's home or woman's home for no reason.
This question I do need an answer to. Sorry, Niecy, I do need an answer. Okay. So, I mean, at what age are these people? Are these really like grown people, or
is side piece 2060?
Oh, okay. Well, so side piece has a wide range in order to be a side piece.
Oh, well, we all know people in every age bracket. Somebody, mama or daddy, that got something on the side. We all in every age bracket, from high school to the senior citizen home. We know.
Okay, so question for you: is it when you say side piece, do you have a side piece if you're like the only relationship that's really really recognized legally? Obviously, is marriage, right? So if you're married and you're dealing with someone outside your marriage, that would be a side piece. So is it side piece if you are supposedly in a monogamous relationship?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's yes. Any time that you are in a committed relationship with somebody, and there is somebody that you're dealing with additionally on the side, that's a side piece. So you could be a boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, friends with benefits. And anytime you don't tell them, that's the other big point of this. I'm talking about the people that you are honest with. I'm not talking about the folks that you sit there and, you know, because a lot of times you could be like, you know, not tell anybody, you know, lie, be like, ha-ha, joke's on you, chick, and, you know, and move on.
Right.
That's what you could do. That's what most people do.
Correct. But
if I sit there, and, you know, and I'm using myself hypothetically, if I'm in a situation and I sit there and tell you, well, yeah, I got a girlfriend or whatever, but you know, I kind of like the way you handle yourself, so we could possibly deal. But hey, I'm not going anywhere. I love this lady, but you know, the main course is always a better with a little bit of something on the side. So if you want to sit there and rock, we can do it.
Where's my
okay? So in a year,
that much respect as to tell you. So I'm giving you a choice now.
No, but there's somebody here who's not getting a choice. So you mean to tell me in the year of our goddess 2022, we're still doing side pieces, meaning that, you know, if you, like you said, I got a lady, and you say, I'm being honest. No, you're not, because your lady don't know about it.
Hello.
That's a poly relationship. I mean, just be polygamous. Have a poly. There's whole communities that are full of polys, but you are being dishonest. Just because you're being honest, quote unquote, with the side piece, you're still being dishonest with your wife or good committed girlfriend. She is in a different relationship than you're in, because the relationship she's in a committed relationship with you. Your ass is in a fake ass committed relationship, and you're not being honest.
And I'm next. So
Christy next.
Go ahead.
No, Christy.
Never in a million years do you use side piece and honest in the same sentence. I don't know where you think that. First of all, I don't even know why you thought you could come on this what is this thing, this podcast and pull that. You tried it. I'm not going for it.
He did.
You tried it. We ain't going for it. Not on the panel with two women. Hypothetically, no. Using yourself, you cannot use honest and, oh, I'm not going nowhere. Can you please tell me what is the benefit of her being a side piece? You must be dicking her down phenomenally for her to not want nothing, for her to not be able to say nothing. For her, who's she gonna talk to about it? What's the point in doing it if she can't even talk about it? What the hell?
Well, you need to ask the millions of side pieces in the world those questions.
Yeah. I think Christy and Janelle, I think Christy and Janelle, in defense of DA or what he's trying to say, I think y'all are not, he's talking about the side piece side. not the one he's committed to side. And Janelle, you brought
up
But he's being honest to the side chick. And I know these youngsters call it sneaky links now. You're showing how old we are now. But yeah, them side pieces, he's talking about being honest with the side chick. Not, it has nothing to do with the main squeeze.
And then ain't even being honest with the side piece or sneaky link too.
So how you not?
I'm saying is there are probably things that you know what you it's probably deception through omission by not like, for example, you talk about, because we know side piece Valentine's Day is February 15th. We all know that. right? The day after Valentine's Day, that's side piece Valentine's Day, right? But it's not like you're saying, well, I'm about to take my wife out, about to wine and dine, take her to this hotel, got a bubble bath and roses. You're not going to be honest. It's just saying all of that shit. And that bitch may want to join in. Then you can have a poly relationship. My thing is, if you really dig Don Juan like that, have all them bitches together. That's what I'm saying. That's what you need to do. Bring them all together. Because you ain't really all that if y'all got to have savvy. You ain't really running game and running women if you got to have sneaky links. Bring all your bitches together just like they do. Just like they do on them shows, them Utah shows. You know them shows on A&E, whatever channel they come on. Them motherfucking geeky ass dudes, they be having 4, 5, 8 women. Living in one house, having babies and all. Go be a fucking Mormon. The ones that aren't quite sanctioned by Mormons. They in poly relationships. Now that's honest. Anything short of that is not honest.
Even
in those relationships, though, even in the poly relationships, I'm just telling you because I just watched this shit the other night. The man had 26 wives, and the lady said that they had to line up and stand in line just to go kiss this man goodnight. She said by the time it was her turn, she had to use mounds and mounds of Listerine. She said that she was, you know what I'm saying?
So, and I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at the fact he got 26 wives and them bitches lying their dumb asses up to kiss. I'm not mad at none of that. You know what? Because they are willingly doing that dumb shit. I would never, but not willingly, knowingly, be doing them dumb shit like that. But that's honest. That's honest, DA. Well, I want to see that. Talk to me about how you're doing that.
You talking about going into a polyamorous relationship. I'm going to tell you one thing. All the shit that I've seen on all these polyamory shows from ever since they was on Real Sex on HBO to now. Them motherfuckers are straight dogs. Don't nobody, all these swingers that they be showing and poly, them some dogs. There don't be no bad motherfucking women up on them. These is dogs on them.
That ain't the point.
DA don't want no dogs. He don't want no dogs.
See, this, you missing, like I said, you missing, you're sitting up there saying, oh, this is, I'm not telling you what I heard. I'm not telling you what somebody said. I'm telling you what I know. That's what I'm just saying. Wait, hold on. Christian, Janelle, do you know, and you have any friends right now that are side pieces? Yes or no?
No, I don't, not that I know of.
Yeah, okay, I don't even say it that way.
I'm telling you, not that I know. Hell, I could be a side piece and not know it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, thank you.
I'm just being honest. If this is what being honest is, well, only the side piece knows, so I must be the main one because I don't know.
The fun of having the side piece is the unknown, the sneaking and all that. If you bring everybody together, it's just like, remember when you was younger than 21 and you would drink, and then once you became 21, it wasn't as fun to try to get the drink.
No, I remember
because
that.
It's legal. But back in the day when you was 20, 19, 18, I'm drinking.
No.
Yeah, it's better when it's sneaking.
That sounds really immature. It sounds like somebody need to grow the fuck up.
I tell you what. Wait, hold on. So you know what? Your grandparents, like my grandmother used to always tell me, there's ways to do things. There's always a way to do anything. There's a way. I mean, a respectful way to do whatever, even cheat. So basically,
the way to cheat. Maybe somebody in the comments want to call, maybe they going, but we not going. Get another woman to agree with you because we ain't agreeing.
Grandma was out of line.
Yeah. Fat Joe on that one song, and I can't remember the title, but he said, just to show my wife I love her, I use rubbers on my other hoes. That's what he said.
Okay, he was a rapper. Was he rapping or what?
He was rapping. It was okay, a rap.
It was a song.
Lie.
It rhymed. But you got to remember,
that's because that's how people think. That's how people think, though. You're not hearing what I'm saying. They think that's love, respect, that's honor. Hey, I don't give her the same level that I give you. Right. You know. That's all.
I mean, that's.
Remember Eddie Murphy on Raw? Yes, that's right. I effed her. I make love to you. Dudes can rationalize all kinds of
stuff. I cannot believe that you are saying this out of your mouth right now. Like, yes. This is really blowing me. Because yes. You over here, like, oh, he said, I make love to you. Like, that shit make it right. It's wrong. It's still wrong. Hey,
well, he's a comedian. He was trying to be funny.
Now but it's
his dudes. The last dudes one was
a
rapper. Like
DA, you're a professional. You know.
Wait, hold on. Hey, hold on. First of all, let me take this off of me. I'm long past those.
Hypothetically, DA.
I'm long past those days where you know I had to sit there and tell a lie about what I, you know, or even sit there and deceive anybody. Because I found out about 20 years ago that the truth is always the best lie anyway. But that's a whole nother show and for a whole nother time.
I agree with you. No, I do agree with that though.
Yeah, but you all know side pieces. So can I continue? You know these women. Hey, wait, hold on. You know these men, Janelle. I know you know, you got a couple partners that got a couple of husbands and a couple of, you know, coxmen inside on the side there.
What they call coach?
Coxman.
I love it though. I gotta use that one.
Okay. Is that the same as maintenance men or?
Yeah, whatever you want to call somebody. Okay. You know, basically.
Now I understand maintenance men. I get
it. Hey, you know, every once in a while you need that you know you need a real tune up. You know, maybe you're not getting that at home, and that goes for men and women. This is also a male and female thing going on. I have married female partners that have side dudes.
I got a sister that's poly, and I think that it is that side of it is a little bit more dependent upon the people and if they're really doing it to the standard of poly living. You know, are you just fucking to be fucking, or are you really in this arrangement for what the arrangement really is? And a lot of times it's like a business arrangement, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it definitely is.
And if you watch How to Build a Sex Room, there's actually a poly relationship on there as well. They explore everybody.
I'm gonna tell
like
you
seven
this,
or nine of them or something.
And
like
this
that.
Is real talk. I ain't effing in no type of polyamorous relationship. Ain't nowhere hell I'm trying to hear 10 or 12 motherfuckers rant rave about bitches they got issues with at work. That's like 12 different stories of I can't stand these hoes and this bitch looked at me and I got it. My whole day gonna be wasted.
Man, yeah, one is too much already.
That ain't enough for
Elvis gonna say, what if the side piece is just there for fun, has no expectation? Well, duh, that's what they all are there for. I mean, we know that. Chrissy and I are struggling with the fact that there's not honesty going all around. Like, you're disrespecting your primary relationship. They always there for fun. They don't want nothing else. They know they're not gonna get anything else because the man has been quote unquote honest with them and let them.
Well, no, but this is not this man. Just it's male or female.
All right. My bad. Male or female.
I can tell something. You know what? You don't believe that. You don't. You're not gonna let anybody cheat in peace, are you, Janelle?
Hell no, you're not gonna cheat in peace. No,
that's the problem.
I'm gonna make it very unpeaceful for you.
It's no. only cheating if you marry. It's
though?
Only
why
cheating
would,
if you marry.
And yeah, it is only cheating if you marry. Huh?
It's only why cheating.
No, the bullshit. You don't have to be married to be cheating. If you believe you're in a committed relationship with a person, both parties agree to a monogamous relationship. If one or the other steps outside of that is cheating. You getting something outside that relationship. Now, if you tell somebody, it's different. Hey, I ain't happy with this. Or I see some over here. I'm like, go on. Have a good day. I ain't got no problem with that. But if you just gonna go do it, oh, you not gonna cheat in peace. I'm not letting you cheat in peace now. That don't even make no sense.
Marriage is like a contract in basketball, in the NBA, or Major League Baseball. When you just dating somebody, that's like an NFL contract.
It's not, it gets just restructured dating
all the time.
Oh my
and it's
God.
Not guaranteed.
I would not allow not you to minimize people's, you know, long term relationships. Not everybody wants to be married, though.
You can restructure that thing day to day. You can include incentives.
Hold on, y'all. The topic is the unwritten contract of the side piece. So yeah. Are you telling me that in this unwritten contract, it is just a given that we do what we do and I don't get to talk about it with nobody? Because exactly. It's a possibility that it's going to come back to you. And what else? What else can I do?
You have to know that you're not the main, so you need to shut up.
What else? What else? Besides being quiet, what else I got to do?
Make
okay,
sure.
I'd like... Go ahead.
Oh, no, well, it's just simple rules. Simple rules. Okay. Mouth closed, legs open. That's it.
Right.
Oh my God.
You, there's nothing else to follow. And if you see me in public, you better shut the F up.
I mean, yeah, you talking about ruining lives. You talking about ruining like a husband.
No, you ruined the lives.
You ruined your own life.
No.
You did. No, you're ruining your own situation. You're putting it at risk. You should never put the comfort and stability of your life and home in the hands of another person. You are the pilot of your ship. And so if you give another person that type of control, because people turn, just like this man who, what, he got strangled by a fucking snake the other day. 19, 12 foot, however big that fucking snake was. Yeah. Why the fuck you got a snake as a pet like that? And then what? It's a wild animal. Guess what a wild animal's venture gonna do? It's gonna be a wild animal.
Hello?
It's gonna show you. So my point is, you can compare side piece to wild animals. Okay, so hey, couple months, oh, we good. 6 months in, we good. Here come Christmas. Here come birthdays and other holidays. Valentine's Day. No, shit, bitch ain't good no more.
Well, hold on. But see, that brings me right to point number two that I have compiled from the list of my friends.
Come on.
You have any
from your friends list.
You can't have what?
No expectations. You gotta be, you have to know where you stand, and you cannot have any expectations regarding this person. So, you know, you won't, they won't be there when you need to have a, you know, you need a shoulder to cry on, when you're in a bad mood, to watch a movie, to dress up like you for Halloween, all that's out the door.
How does that benefit the Sabbies? You're the only person that's benefiting.
And it's just a sexual benefit at that. Because right.
But all those things are reserved for the husband or the wife. All those things
with
are
all of these products out here on the market, if that's all you offering is dick, then there's much. I mean, hell,
we want it.
That's all you offering.
You're making this all male.
Okay, male or female. I'm just saying, if all they're offering is sex, then there's other ways to pleasure yourself. That's all you giving is a vagina or a penis. If that's all you offering, hello.
That's all most people want in most cases.
Listen,
right? You do realize that.
You know really what? I don't know. I refuse to believe most people just want some dick. I just refuse to believe that.
What I'm saying is this: if you got everything, if you're emotionally, financially,
you don't make me take off my.
If you're emotionally and financially stable at home,
I need to read.
Maybe that's the only thing that's missing. Maybe you like your maybe you like your toes sucked, right? And the wife is not gonna suck your toes. So instead of leaving everything, all the positives that the husband and wife gives you, you'll sit there and just add a player or side player in to fulfill that little, you know, baseball teams have it all the time. You know, you're sitting up there at the bottom of the ninth, you got three right-handed batters come in, they call the lefty from the bullpen to go ahead and close the game out. That's all you're trying to do.
Listen, get out of here with that foolishness. And that's all I'm gonna say about that. Ken said, not everybody cheats for the same reason. Okay, so I agree with Ken on that. But at the end of the day, if you're a side piece, is it supposed to be a written contract that you don't get to do nothing? You don't get no dinner. You don't get no dates. You don't get no dates. Listen, that's a hoe. Sorry, you could just pay for that.
Right.
I don't even understand what you're wasting your time for. because a hoe has no attachment and they're not going to say anything to anybody because you are a job for them. And hoes have a menu too. They got what they want. There's a line that's drawn in the sand with them. So if you, like for your example, if you like your toes sucked, well, you got to get you a hoe that like to suck toes, because that's the only way you're going to keep that shit quiet. Because I'm with Janelle. I'm telling everybody.
But why would you, my thing is, why would you want to tell? Just like if a man is getting it in with a woman and he's the side piece or the sneaky link, why is he trying to mess up his situation if he's getting it? So that's what I'm trying to say. If you getting candy, why am I messing it up?
Fuck around and don't be with the person that you with that's not doing it for you. How about you just do that?
Hello?
Stop playing in the street like you 12 years old.
Right.
Sucking and fucking instead of being in a real committed relationship.
Because they're emotionally immature. That's immaturity.
To be honest, if the world did everything they're supposed to do, this world would be so much better. We can say how come they don't do that for every topic in the world. It's just so happened to be. Besides, if everybody would obey the speed limit, if everybody wouldn't text and drive, if everybody would make sure they do this and be courteous, and we can always that's an easy argument to say that. Not everybody cheats, but the ones that cheat, you saying why can't? I don't know. People,
but
are
let's
human.
Think about it. Conversations and topics like this normalize something that should not be normalized. That is the problem. I think the conversation should be about not normalizing something like this.
Say what you said again from the beginning. Normalize things that what?
Should not be normalized.
Should not. We're talking about what it is. It's up to us to stop this though.
Hold on. What?
This topic alone is this like, been going on it's for like the co-signing beginning of time. On it.
This has been going on since it's in the Bible.
They talked about it back in the day, and
I'm not talking about anybody grandma this. On this panel, but people know they got grandmas and they was in California, and then grandma moved to goddamn New York and got the same mailman from California delivering the mail in New York. And you be like, that motherfucker moved on. No, that's grandma's side dude.
I'm disappointed. There was people who
whole families across town or across the street.
Yes, it wasn't right then. It's at what point?
But my point is,
at one time, just like when there was a time in this country where black people couldn't vote, people started to say, oh, that's wrong. That's not a good thing. So let's reform that and let's be better and let them vote. There's a time when black people had to be slaves. People say, oh, that's not a good thing. Let's be better and let's fix that. So here we go with this. Having side pieces, that's not a good thing. Let's fix this. Let's get rid of it.
I ultimately believe in my mind.
That's why y'all ass is gonna get monkeypox.
No. Which is we ain't gonna get monkeypox. Number one, everybody got a sad piece.
I ain't gay. Hear my voice. It's
and
gonna
I don't
get
holler
monkey
at girls pie. In Atlanta from Atlanta. So them the two things, or DC, or San Francisco.
No, but some of them on the DL.
That's what I'm saying.
They sleeping with straight women, and y'all, and that straight woman is your sad saying. Piece. But her dude is on the DL, and you scoring her too.
All she gotta do is
keep her mouth closed, her legs open, like you said.
As long as you're not hollering at women from Atlanta and DC at this current time.
Just don't believe the hype. Cut it out.
You know what?
But my thing is,
because the people who listen to this, I understand it is purely opinion, but at the end of the day, you don't want to normalize being a side piece. You know, we spend all of our days trying to build each other up and be better. We're trying to teach these kids, these girls, how to respect their bodies. And if you guys are not teaching the young men how to be respectful, and we are coming up with unwritten contracts to fuck, it's by hoe. Just go
but
get
you,
a hoe.
But you got to remember one thing. You got to remember one thing. Nobody, including me, I know that sounds weird, but nobody is saying what you just said is normalizing or wanting to agree. What I am doing is I am stating I'm reporting the news. I'm stating what's going on. I'm not telling you, I want this to happen and this is to happen.
Well, maybe if we report the news, it will go away. Maybe it'll go away.
No, it's never going to go away.
It's not. It won't. It's not.
What I'm trying to say is everybody has had, somebody has gotten cheated on and been the mark in a relationship, myself included. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not, but all I'm saying, it's out there. So I'm not going to be pretend that it's not. I'm not out there getting a sneaky link. I'm not. Hey, it's too much. It's too much going on the internet for me to go outside and look at other hoes. I just got there, turned on what, Instagram or something. If I want to see some rump shaking,
yeah, you can't get that hot pocket through that screen though.
You know what? That hot pocket to get you effed up. Hey, it's too much I'd lose for them 12 and a half minutes. Too much I'd lose for that shit.
I just got a text and he's like, oh man. He's like, I had a partner just text me and he said that's where he gets most of his through the screen.
See?
That's where he gets most of his side pieces from.
I'm just saying that women in general, I mean, you know, people don't really talk to people in public anymore. I mean, the internet has changed the game. For a lot of
sad for the socially dysfunctional people, you're correct. Right. I agree. I agree. Know. The ones that don't know how to interact in a social setting, the ones who didn't go to Head Start or pre-K or something, they didn't learn the basic rules on how to talk to other humans. They are the ones who sit behind a screen and a keyboard. You're right. I agree.
Yeah.
But for the rest of us, people who know how to interact with other humans, there are people who sit. It's still happening where people talk to each other. It still happens. Okay.
Well, what it I'm still trying to happens. Say is. I'm not normalizing any of it because I would love if everybody would be as faithful as their words would allow them to be and their actions they follow it. And then like Ken just mentioned, I mean, thank you for the comment, Ken, but I got to pull back and say, when you say let's normalize letting adults do what they, let's normalize them doing it. But then is it what some adults like to murder people? Should we normalize letting them do that?
Some adults like to have relationship with kids.
Yeah, we should have a relation. We should be able to regulate certain things. Yes, only we talking about this topic. I don't really care as long as I'm not jumping off to the side and my significant wife is not doing the same thing.
Yeah, but
I'm
gotta
fine.
Care though. But you gotta care though, and that's really what that's where I'm going with it. I'm not even trying to take the holier than thou position on this because I at some point have probably, you know, encountered a situation very similar. But at the end of the day, it's about what is right, and it's about what needs to happen in order for it to be a normal thing. And when we report the news like this, when we're reporting the news and we're like, okay, you gotta, you know, keep your legs open and mouth closed. No, when you do that, let me just say this one thing. When you step into an arrangement with somebody else that's outside of your household, you take the chance of ruining everything that you have built. And it don't matter if she run her mouth or not, because what's done in the dark will come to the light. And trust and believe, you get a crazy ass psycho like me, you gonna wish like hell you never did. I'm just telling you.
I ain't gonna let you cheat PC either.
I ain't gonna lie, fellas. If you get caught up, that's on you. That was a PSA from her. From Christy, she let y'all know if you come with her, don't come with no games because she's gonna pull the block on you.
So DA, so we kind of splintered off in a couple of different directions with your topic here. But can you continue with Can you continue with the unwritten contract of Savvy's? Like, what are some other things you mentioned? A couple. What are some other things that are being violated that you need to put a PSA out for the side piece? So clearly, they need to have a side piece conclave. You know, they said they'll make a conclave. In Charlotte this past weekend, so maybe they need to have one in Atlanta, Miami. I think Miami would be a great place for a side piece conclave, and they could all just go down there and congregate.
I think they
for
just have
days,
one.
Friday, Saturday. So I know, Jay, it's Charlotte.
The Essence Friday, Festival. Saturday. No, the Essence Festival.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. It was.
You think that's what all the side pieces?
Yeah,
that?
No, hey, no. That was some. Hey, those were main courses. There, we was all main courses. Wasn't no side.
No. There's a whole bunch of wedding rings inside the safe. Yeah. Hotel.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That didn't make them side pieces. But anyway, the point is, gather them up in one location, have the meeting with them, DA. So what else is it? What would you share with these side pieces that are your understudies that need to understand how the side piece situation is supposed to work out?
Well, they, you know, here, we got a couple other things. I'll just run through them. You know, of course, you know, be prepared for changes in plans. You know, you have to go with the flow. You have to go with the flow when you're inside this type of relationship. You know, don't take it personally when they cancel your date or if you had, you know, you thought you were going to the movies or getting something to eat or was going to meet up. And don't make a fuss about it either. You know, all you really get is little escapes on the spur of the moment. So if she's available and you can sit there and make it to her, great. Or in her case, if he's available, you know, to break you off real quick. You know, when the promises are made, you know.
Like, I need a drink.
Let me run through these real quick.
Girl.
You know, the next one, the number five on my list was don't get pregnant. You know, that's the thing. No kids.
Oh, especially now that Roe versus Wade in some of y'all states. Y'all can't get them abortions.
Well, you know,
y'all gotta come across that river.
Make sure you have that plan B. You know, you don't be poking holes inside the condom because you know there's some people that want to trap people off, man.
Fix it, please.
And you know, and by the way, if anybody needs a plan B, you know, just hit Chris up on the what you call. But anyway, we'll talk about that later. That's a whole nother.
Chris is not filling this list.
You say, Chris, you got to know what your role is. You know, in the words of The Rock. Know your role, shut your mouth. You're not the girlfriend. You're not the husband. You're not the wife. You're not any of that. The people want to have pure, clean fun without the serious things
pure,
that relationship
comes.
I'll say it again for the people in the back. Pure, clean fun without the things a serious relationship comes with. Okay? He just wants company. He doesn't, you know, that's... Keep things light. Don't sit there, you know, don't tie nobody down. Don't wear anybody out with 100 questions. That's the role of his main chick.
Don't wear nobody out with 100 questions.
Oh, you're there to make him or her happy. That's it.
This topic is banned and I don't even want this show to air.
Hold on, I gotta get to this last one. This should be number one to me. Because I've seen men and women do this way too much. The main man or chick is not your business. That's the main problem. Overlook, there's none of your business. Don't ask questions about how she's doing, where she goes. Don't go to places that she frequents, him or her frequents. None of that, man. Don't compare yourself. Hey, my hair longer. My hair say, no, we don't want none of that, man.
I'm done.
None of that, man. All you're going to get really inside these side pieces.
I'm sure that statement has been made before a time or 10, James.
Yeah.
You gave me great value milk. I got great value milk. Do you give Janelle great value milk?
Hey, how many times in your life, pre-marriage, James, have you heard, I bet you if I was XYZ, I'd get XYZ. How many times have you heard that in life?
I've heard that a few times.
I have never made a statement like that in my fucking life. That's ridiculous.
I don't know if I'm not even being funny though. I really don't understand the dynamics behind the whole side piece cheating thing. I really just don't. I understand that you just want to get what you need to get, but at the end of the day, why don't you just move around? I'm gonna say that and I'm gonna step away for a second.
I understand what she's saying and I actually agree. I don't like, if anything, and I'm not saying it's something I would do, but if I would be more for sticking and moving and hitting multiple bases rather than going, because I'm basically in another relationship. And I think it's easier if I just go out and say I'm out here somewhere, I find a chick and bang a chick, versus I'm in a certain relationship with another type of woman, versus, hey, I went somewhere, I saw this babe, and we just had a one-night stand. And then you go somewhere else, you have another one-night stand. Versus being in, you sort of in another relationship with a side chick. I'm against that.
You know what? I'm just reviewing these comments, and I used to like Elvis. I really did. It could have been that. I don't know. I mean, Elvis, I used to like you, you know, through the screen. But it's... Nah, you done told your draws with me, dude. Because I just... These kind... No. No, you can't like that list. That list is disrespectful. These things they're saying, no. No, it's not. Like,
get off my board.
You know what? You know, humanity is lost at this point. That, you know, I'm done. Like, I can't. I'm done.
That doesn't mean that we trust me, I don't subscribe to any of it. And I'm all
don't co-sign things you don't subscribe to.
I'm not co-signing. I'm explaining what's going on. I'm not co-signing anything. I'm explaining. Just like if I asked you about going to the nail salon, about what's the difference between a full set and all that other, you're going to explain the details to me. That don't mean that you agree with getting acrylic versus lilac or whatever them things are called. That don't mean you agree. You just breaking it down for me. All we doing, all DA and I are doing, are breaking it down. And then for y'all women, I can't believe y'all gonna sit here and act like y'all ain't got no girls that like to ride more than huffies. Come on.
Jay, at this age in life, I mean, I'm sorry, I don't know any grown ass women who are satisfied with breadcrumbs.
Okay, but no.
I don't know any. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just circulating the wrong
today.
Type of women.
You don't have to talk about today, but you knew. Don't make it seem like this is brand new. You knew there's one or two girls that you knew back in the day, so I can't ever with her because all she getting me to lie on her all the time when James calls and asks where so-and-so is. I got to say, she just left my house knowing I ain't seen her in 2 weeks. Those were all
Sammy
I'm saying.
Says she don't know any either.
Okay. I see motherfuckers with vaginas lying today. I see that shit. I guess all vages lie.
Let me say this too. Okay, well, wait a minute. If you think, because what was that? Pure, clean, fun? I think that's what I
clean
heard.
It was clean. It was clean in there too. Now he said clean.
Clean.
Ain't nothing clean about that, you dirty dick bastard.
And say it one more time, dirty dick ass. So listen, I just, how does that work for the men who absolutely do not agree with being a side piece? How does that work?
I think, I'm going to tell you this, and trust me, I've never been a side dude. I'm giving you my thoughts.
As far as you know.
You don't know that.
Oh, I've been
No.
10 moves ago.
No, no.
I have. And it was a great gig.
It was a what? It was
a great gig.
Thank you.
It was an excellent gig.
I've told you, I'm going to tell you, let's say with the dude, I think it's different. And I'm speaking for me as a man. As a dude, it's different. If it's a woman out there and all she want to do is hook up with me every now and then and beat my brains in and get on her effing way, we don't call that no side. We call that an effing fucking fantasy reality come true. A fun, good time. That's
and
like
we call
Disney
it a hoe. I mean,
day.
That's just a hoe giving away coochie. I mean, what the point?
And yeah,
what is she getting from that? See, that's the other problem is the value of vagina has gone down when you just giving away. If you a side piece, this man told you don't expect nothing. You're not gonna get nothing. I ain't taking no ass nowhere and doing nothing. Now that's the problem we have out in this world today. For those of us who have expectations, it's because you have motherfuckers out there who are lowering the value of vagina on the stock exchange. It has gone down considerably because they entertain people like this on our panel who believe this shit, who tell them, hey, you can't, don't expect shit, but
nope,
we can fuck,
nope,
but don't expect nothing. Now,
it
may not be you, but you're explaining, you understand that's how it works.
So here's my question. I got a question for the two women on the panel then, because this is what I'm getting. And please, somebody educate me. I'm dumb today.
Yeah,
are you
know.
Trying to say when it comes to the three letters sex that only the man benefits from sex? Like the women ain't getting off, they ain't feeling good. Y'all only doing it because a man wants you to do it. Are you trying to say that women don't want to get railed, ramrodded, cocked up?
No one wants to get ramrodded. The fuck. You're not about. I need my uterus intact. Fuck wrong with you?
Okay.
Hey,
well,
you know what?
Man. I'm just. Well, can anybody answer that question? So the man is the only one benefiting.
I know you see my
sex?
Face. my face should really just be giving the answer. Like, you're giving me real major migraine right now. You like giving me migraine.
I don't understand it though. Y'all make it seem like the man is the only one benefiting from this. We talking about women too.
If the woman gotta be quiet, keep her legs closed and her mouth shut, her legs open and her mouth shut, if she gotta not have no babies, if she got, listen, what is the benefit? What is the benefit, player? Tell me. Help
Peter
me.
The Peter, but remember the so man even has to
that, and now we're back to where we started damn near an hour ago.
The man has
you can't
to
just give dick. We want more than just throwing dick at us. Are you serious right now?
You might listen, but what they're
you
saying,
I'm mad at myself, Christy, and I'm entertaining this.
You and
I know,
Janelle,
me too. Let me
you and Janelle,
let me get myself together.
But there are a whole host of other people that will be fine with what is given to them. Just
Tammy
because
said
y'all
a mannequin.
Don't.
That sounds like a mannequin. Legs open and mouth shut. That sounds, you're
do
right.
Do you see
Tammy,
how hard and dry a mannequin is? Why would
I don't know. Put some lube up that hole or whatever the fuck it is. I don't do mannequins.
I'm so disgusted with y'all right now. Be quiet, y'all. Is this 7 o'clock yet? Get out of here. You're out of here.
I just don't understand why we not understanding that this is a male and female thing. It's not that a man is the only one. The men are side dudes too, and they're getting something out of the deal too.
Yeah, they're getting a nut.
Do you realize there's a whole slew of people, you know, in all corners of the world that's all they really need in their lives. I'm talking about, I have a lot of female friends that they don't need no money. They don't need no companionship. They don't need none of that. All they need to do is somebody to sit there and get that thing off once or twice a week, and they're fine.
There's one other thing they do need. It's called a psychologist for therapy, because that's what the fuck they need. They need a therapist, because if your whole life consists on all you really need to sustain you is some fucking dick or some vagina, then I'm sorry. Then you know what? You're missing out on the beauty of life, because there's so much more to relationships. If that's all they want to get from you is that, then yeah, they probably are sexual deviant and need to get treatment.
Let me ask you this though. If you get everything else from your friends, everything else but physical, if you get everything else from your friends, what do you need?
Okay, answer that, and Christy could probably answer this as well. All right, aside from dick that I would get from my male companion, the companionship. So if I would like to go out somewhere, if we would like to go out to an event, a rooftop day party, I don't know, a wedding, anywhere, he's accompanying me. Remember, Sabi's contract, you ain't doing none of that with me.
No, I'm by my
motherfucking self, and also don't have the support of someone. You know, if I'm trying to make a decision, or if I want to bounce an idea off somebody, yeah, I can do that with a friend. But sometimes it's good to have a guy's perspective on some things, and a guy that I trust that will give me some good guidance. You know, some anyway.
Can I blow your mind right now?
It's Christy's
please,
turn.
Please, James, get him, James, because I know you.
Can Christy? You asked us a question. You said, "What else do you need?" Can Christy say what she would want?
And I also feel like, okay, how about just the overall benefit of having a man that's your friend for real? Because when you get into these relationships, ultimately you want somebody that's going to be your companion. Oh, I'm sorry, that's your main girl's job, right? But if you think for one second that a woman, every time she sleeps with you, there is no type of attachment, statistically it's been proven that is incorrect. You are incorrect. Even when they say that, they need a psychologist, just like Janelle said. They need therapy, because that is a low self-esteem having person. That is somebody who does not value their worth. And at the end of the day, if I need to come to you to make myself feel worthy, you're gonna have to do more than run some dick for me. You're going to have to do more than that. So I'm going to need you to stimulate my mind. If you can't stimulate my mind, I'm not fucking with you. If you are nobody and you are lame and you're not doing anything with yourself, I'm just being honest. I'm not even going, we're not going to even position ourselves that way. So anybody who I mess with in that capacity, sleeping with them, I got to respect them. And if I don't get to have a voice, I got to keep my legs open and my mouth shut, then I'm not going to have a voice. right? What are you gonna get? You're gonna get a hard motherfucking time. I promise you're gonna get your windows busted out. The whole muffin cap pulled back.
Hey, you know, she from the city of the wind. She from the side. She don't play that.
But Christy,
you keep messing with me, you're gonna be in trouble, I promise.
But Christy, you gotta remember. You gotta remember as well as Janelle.
I gotta remember shit about this. Black women. I promise you.
Y'all are very respectful. Y'all aren't going to, just like we not going to fall for certain things as distinguished black men. Y'all are distinguished queens. Y'all ain't going to fall for it. But there are other ones that will. So, yes, some things aren't conceivable to you, just like me. I don't ever want to jump off of bungee cord and do any bungee jumping, but there are people that will do that.
You're gonna blow your whole life, what you built with somebody who you claim you love, for a motherfucker who ain't shit, who's not.
Well, oh, wait, hold on. I can end all this.
Because now you crazy. You for real need some help. You're gonna end everything. You risking it all for an old bust down.
I can end all this with this real quick.
You're not.
What's it? Yeah, okay. Who are you all's favorite actors? Heartthrobs.
I don't give a fuck about these people out here in these streets.
I don't know them.
So you don't have. Say there's nobody in the world that you just want to fuck. Nobody. Just want nothing else. Nothing else.
No.
You know I'm done.
Okay, good. So back to Jay. Back to Jay's. Back to Jay's point, we said some of these people, you know, they get into it and they're all right with it or whatever. He said something similar to that. But here's the thing. That's not always the case because I was a side piece before. But let me explain. I wasn't initially a side piece, or at least I didn't know I was one. I was 26 and I was saying this guy. I didn't know the motherfucker was married because he was lying the whole time. That nigga was, we was kicking it. We was out and about. He was coming to my house. We was going out to eat. We was doing everything together. I didn't know he was married. So after a while, obviously my feelings got all into it. I'm dealing with a whole married man, not knowing this, okay? So I was an unwilling side piece. But eventually, obviously, when my films were all involved, when I found out, do you think it was as easy as, oh, I'm just about to cut him, I'll be done with him? It didn't work that way because guess what I got? Oh, we don't even stay in the same room. We ain't together. We getting a divorce. I'm leaving her. I'm doing all this type of stuff. So, of course, I was fed breadcrumbs. Again, I was 26. And I was fed breadcrumbs.
What was his problem, though?
He was lying the whole time.
Yeah, exactly.
He wanted a side. I guess he, you know, he couldn't resist.
Well, that's not this, though.
DA first started off and said, honest. You got to let the woman know this is what I can give them.
There's nothing honest about that. There's nothing honest
about that. No. Time. Are you closing your ears and not listening?
No,
what I'm trying to say is, if that married dude would have came to you and told you, I'm married and I got XYZ, you would have said no at the beginning. But he lied. He was not
honest.
So
now you want to manipulate me.
The whole point of it is he's being honest and giving you an option. That's not manipulation. If I said,
Did you just say that's not manipulation? It is.
No. If I sit there and tell you, I'm going to give you this dollar over here, or I'm going to give you this $100 over here, I'm giving you an option. You could go either way.
No. He said that's a little bit different though, because you're saying to me that if this man comes and says to me, I am married, but Janelle, like she said, he feeding her breadcrumbs, I'm gonna divorce, I'm not happy, we sleep in a different room, that's not giving an option.
No, you didn't listen. They not listening, DA. What I said is, there's two different things. I said, the man, if that man that Janelle was rocking with came to her honest at the beginning and said, I'm married, but I would like to be with you, it would have gave Janelle a choice to say, nah, I ain't effing with you. But because, let me finish, please. But because he did not do that, and he continued to lie to her. He fed her breadcrumbs. DA said, at least be upfront and let them know at the beginning to give y'all a chance to walk the hell away. That's not manipulation. Right. That's saying, okay, hey, I can't read. Do you want to fuck with me? And you'll say, nope, I don't want to fuck with you.
All right, so look, y'all. This is obviously a really hot button topic. And so we can continue, even though I don't give a fuck about it. We can continue this conversation on our Facebook page in the comments, because we've run out of time. So we have to like wrap this up. But please hit us up in those comments. I'll hang out in the comments for about another hour or so and comment to the fuckery that I'm seeing in these comments from Elvis.
I'm not.
But anyway, so here's the deal. Make sure you can follow us on every single one of those socials that we have listed. You can follow us on YouTube. You can follow us on Instagram as well as Facebook. But before we go, we all have parting words. So, DA, hit us with a parting word, please.
You know what? I'm going to say this, and this is directed at everybody out there that thinks things are the way they should be or in this fantasy world. You don't know that you fell asleep till you wake up.
Amen.
That's it. Love
it. Did you see me roll my eyes? Let me do it again.
I actually heard you roll your eyes. So my party words are don't wait till there's a flood to check on your flood insurance.
Hey, that's real. Hey, that's real.
That's real.
No, right? Yeah, St. Louis is really real. There's a whole bunch of people that basically just was getting insurance. I don't know what they got insurance for. They didn't read the fine print, and they're paying for it today.
At all.
They're paying for it today.
Very literal and very general. And I mean that. Don't do it. Don't wait.
But this topic, my name is great. Anyway. All right, James.
Hello, L. Greg. Hey, Greg. No, all I'm gonna say is I don't subscribe to any of this cheating and side piecing and all that. I feel if the ass is right, you do it, you stay, whether it's male or female, the woman or man that you're dealing with. I don't subscribe to it. That don't mean that I don't want, that I don't know what the hell is going out on the streets. I don't subscribe to people using N-word, but people use it. That don't make it right. So I'm not going to be the honor police on one thing, but not be the honor police on something else that has been downtrodden for our black community for our whole existence. But all I'm trying to say is if people love each other, then we could build a better black community instead of stop trying to fuck around and just get a nut, whether it's male or female. Learn to work with the one that you got. And if it's not the one you got, then you cut off and you keep searching until you find it. But stop monkey barring. Do y'all know what monkey barring is?
Hell yes.
Okay.
All right.
Amen. Amen. Chrissy, hit us. What you got?
You know what? Y'all, just be great. Be better than you was the day before. If you're a side piece, strive to get from that position, because it's not a good place. It's going to lead you to destruction. You're going to either get monkeypox, STDs, or HIV. Even in the event that you use a condom, you're still a hoe. And so I just want you to not be a hoe the rest of your life. That's all I'm saying.
All right. So thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight, who left comments, and who shared. And as usual, you can, if you have any comments or have any questions or criticism of any type, you can give us feedback at unprivilegedaf@yahoo.com, or you can visit our website at unprivilegedaf.com. You can like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all of those socials. And in the meantime, be blessed, and we'll see you next week. Have a good night, everybody.
Bye.
See you.